Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, 7:03 on the first day of June, this Thursday, short week. We can all get used to a short week. It is raining. It's a rarity. We need it. It's doing it. I don't know if it's all over Omaha, but right here at 50th and Capitol it is. So college baseball, Nebraska
nice.
Lost a infielder yesterday, only played 13 games. College baseball portal, you know, exit meetings have already happened, mm-hmm. So... around the country, teams that are not of the 64 that are playing, you're going to have guys go into the portal. It was a little bit jarring yesterday until you realize what the plan is to yeah. see Kendall Rogers tweet that Mike Bovey, three-time all-summit pick, going to be the highest drafted player ever in the history of Omaha baseball, had put his name into the portal.
Right.
He will, and I know it's for leverage, he'll never play another inning of college baseball.
Wouldn't think so, no.
He's going to be drafted in the first 50 to 55 players. Now, it's a wise business decision mm-hmm. because you do have a little leverage. And it's not this is what it immediately looks like is, oh, it's a knock on Omaha. No, it's a play for your future in a month. If the team that drafts you messes around with you, mm-hmm. you have at least that option that you could go into yep. the portal. I expect him fully to sign. He had an incredible career at Omaha. And when you see something like that, you're like, oh, man, I thought his experience here was pretty good. Don't overthink it.
It was
really, really mm-hmm. good. When your head coach goes on social media and calls you the best and wishes you nothing but the best of luck, he knows what you're doing, yeah. and that's fine. So he's in the portal, but he'll be in the portal with name only. He'll be getting paid to play baseball here shortly, and he should. He not only is it A-plus person. He is a really, really good player that I can't wait to see with a wooden bat in his hand.
Just for a moment, though.
No,
do you think,
don't do
no,
that
no, no, no,
you know what you
no. Just for a moment, though. Do you think
what's
there was,
Will going to do?
No, there was a Nebraska fan that said, hey,
should we call him?
We need to jump in. No, and this is a new negotiating tactic that players now finally have, where you had the transfer portal that is so prevalent, you don't have that deterrent of having to sit out a year. So it's sort of hard to call that bluff. It's sort of hard to say, yeah, you're not really going to transfer, sit out a year, and then go play. So this is something that, and I think back to a guy like Connor Gillespie when he was at Wichita State and he was picked in the supplemental round. And if you, there was a little bit of, I don't know what the normal timeline is of getting everything finalized when it comes to your contract, but I know there was a little bit of drag in the feet there too, that if you had that option of saying, you know what, I intend to play college baseball, I'm already in the transfer portal and I've got this school mm-hmm. is all after me. And you know what, there's probably going to be some coaches that are going to send out feelers. They're like, are you serious, Clark?
Hey, if there's a chance.
Yeah, we might leave a spot open if you're serious about this. Because he is a unique talent. Regardless of where he comes from, what school he played for, he's one of the best in college baseball. So when you use common sense, yeah, he has no intention of playing college baseball. But now with the transfer portal and having that to use to make sure nobody is effing around when it comes to who's taking me and how we're going to get everything across the finish line, and I know exactly what the plan is and that's signed and we're good to go, this is just protecting your own ass. And that's a great thing. It's a good thing to do.
Protecting your own ass.
It's a good thing to do. And so I think that it was, oh, well, I didn't know that was an option. But then when you step back from it, oh, wait, this makes sense. The way Gary explained it, too. I would be surprised if you see more surefire, you know, top five round guys do something similar just to cover themselves, just to make sure that I want you to know I have other options, and I would be all about it if you guys decide to take your time with this.
It will be interesting next month in the draft, the Major League Baseball draft, because Matthews, Anderson, and Bovey are all kind of in the same range when you see a lot of mock drafts or top 100 lists. Who will be the first off the board? I mean, they'll all have completely different skill sets, all infielders. But we have three guys, two of them being in-state products. They're going to be drafted. They'll definitely be gone by the fifth round.
Yeah.
They'll be maybe third-round guys. Well, it's a wise decision.
I mean,
it's good for him to protect anything that happens. And he's got good representation. I mean, that's a smart play. It's just when you see that, you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, what about a Max Anderson or Bryce Matthews doing the same thing?
Yeah. It wouldn't shock me if they do. I mean, really. And for players that – look, and these guys know each other. You know, you got Bovey and Max Anderson not only playing here locally in high school, one from Hastings, one from the Metro, but also playing in the Cape Cod League. So you communicate with each other. I wouldn't be shocked if they do something like that. And I think I've seen Max a little bit out in front in some of the mocks than Bryce or Mike Bovey. But I also think about if we look at what they all three of them do really well, and that is solid contact. They're good hitters. They've shown that, especially here this last year. Bovey has been shown it since he's been at Omaha. Max and Bryce had the good freshman year, then sort of took the dip in the sophomore year. But again, Max now having 2 years in the Cape Cod League has been exposed quite a bit, is seen quite a bit. But if you look at how all three of them approach the plate, you couldn't probably find three different approaches. Max is a little bit more of a front side guy who, you know, he can go opposite field, he can go all fields. Bryce, I think, is a little bit more power, a little bit more sort of country strong. And then Bovey just has that. If you were to do a Fred McGriff, Tommy Mansky, this is how you swing a bat, you would want to emulate Mike Bovey's. It's a textbook swing, and it's a swing that I think also is going to do him a great service when he goes to the next level, too.
We'll get an update with Jimmy here in just a little bit. Yesterday, start times rolled out. Nebraska gets some nice exposure, especially the first 2 weeks. Now, Colorado is going to be exposed. Because, well, I mean,
they're
getting the return on investment. Mm-hmm. People want to go cover Deion. How do they cover Deion after the first month if Colorado's 1-4? That's for a different conversation. But Nebraska, I like this. I mean, I have now grown. I like the 11 a.m. kickoff. I don't tailgate as much as I used to. So I like getting up and going to the game, whether it be at home or on the road.
Fair.
It has nothing to do with an age. I like the 11 a.m. And college football has shifted away from 2:30 or primetime games where that's the spot.
Yeah.
They are promoting the 11 a.m. game, and it's led by Fox. So Nebraska gets the 7 o'clock kickoff in Minneapolis, and they are going to turn that into a gold out, by the way, for the opener for Minnesota. That's on a Thursday night. Utah-Florida is the other game that night. Really, really good game. Mm-hmm. But Nebraska gets a big stage to themselves. It's the first weekend, essentially, of college football. I know it's not week zero. So people want to watch football. You don't have any NFL. So a lot of people are going to watch that game.
Yep.
Okay. Then they're going to turn around the next weekend because there's going to be a buildup to Deion's first home game, and everybody's going to be talking about it. And Fox's show will be there. I think game day will go Texas, Alabama because they have that game later that day on ESPN. So Nebraska is going to be in the conversation at least for the first 2 weeks. So I like the exposure that they're getting. It's what you do with it.
Yep.
It's not a good sign in Boulder or when people talk about Nebraska, Colorado, regardless of what side of the border you live on. Oh, 10 a.m. local time. Well, they want to feature Deion.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to play in their prideful 11 a.m. window. You're playing at 10 a.m. local time. But it's not a good sign when one of the first things from a fan standpoint, you say, oh, thank God it's going to be a morning game because those people will not be liquored up and keying our cars.
Fair.
Okay, I'm just telling
that's
you.
True.
That's not
that
a good. That's not a good thing to be affiliated with.
Right.
Okay. But you know, that side of the border tried to make a big deal that rule was taking a slight at Deion Sanders. Mm-hmm. Let me read you a quote before we get to the headlines because Matt Rule is doing the car wash this week with TV, Channel 7. Rob McCartney and Andy Kennedy went down to Lincoln and sat down with him. He sat down with Kevin Schutz at 10:11 in Lincoln. So Kevin sets him up with a question about all the fans that went to Boulder back in 2019 and how Colorado's trying not to let it happen in 2023 and that tickets were selling for as high as they were. Kevin's question to Matt Rhule was, what do you expect for the scene when you guys play in Boulder in week two? Remember, we're supposed to think that Rhule slights Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Quote, this is from Rhule. I hope we play well. I know Coach Sanders. They sold out their spring game, so I'm sure they'll have a great crowd. You know, Nebraska, we travel, so we'll have a great crowd. I just hope it's a great day for college football. When I think of the heyday of college football, you're thinking of Nebraska, Colorado.
Oklahoma.
But Matt Rhule just commit his first faux pas as a head coach at Nebraska? I think about Texas, Texas A&M. I think about those games nationally, and I'm a kid in Pennsylvania. I'm watching these games way out here in places I've never been, and how football is just moving a couple of areas. So I think it's great, and we rekindled this game and play it for the next couple of years. One team was 1-11, the other was 4-8. And now here, because Colorado comes to Lincoln next year. I think it's great that we rekindled the game and play it the next couple of years, and maybe even beyond. Because Coach Sanders will certainly do a great job, and we're going to try and do our best to do a great job as well.
He's being coy.
He knows the game.
Yeah, he does.
He knows the game.
Yeah, he does. He's...
So, for anybody that thinks that, you know, Rhule, when he goes into his office in North Stadium, has a floor mat and Deion's face on it.
Has a Deion dartboard.
I don't think that's the case.
Yeah. He played it very coy, almost to the point where you're like, okay, I see what you're saying. You're going the exact opposite of what maybe a little bit of the narrative was right there of, I know he'll do a good job, and by golly, we're going to try our best over here too. God willing, we'll both have successful stints.
So if you're wondering if like there'll be any bulletin board stuff.
Yeah. Because this is usually the time that you might get a little bit of that during the silly season, during the list season, during the preview season.
I didn't
take the bait on that.
Anybody's doing that, I would hammer you. You were 1-11, the other team was 4-8, okay?
Right.
For some reason, TV wants in a great slot a matchup of two teams that were 5-19.
Oh yeah.
I wonder why.
Well, there's one guy on one sideline.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, I do, and we can be somewhat infatuated with Deion, because I think all of college football is, to see how this is going to work.
Sure.
I will think that most of the national audience, if you had to pick a side, will be a Nebraska fan.
I kind of agree.
How many times does that happen?
Yeah, Nebraska, America's
right.
team.
Where people are like, come on, Nebraska. Because the roster reconstruction, there's been a lot
I think it's personality.
Yep. And then there's that, yeah. There's just a arrogance to Deion, which, hey, to some, it makes him great. To others, it rubs the wrong way. So you see that in this whole, well, you've only been in college football for a couple of years. You haven't even been in big boy football. Who the hell are you to be all flashy and to stake your claim like you are? You know, there's a narrative, absolutely. And I think then you also, I don't even know how many people would look into how Matt Rhule sort of goes about presenting himself in the Nebraska football program under his guidance. But it is a little bit more normal. It's a little bit more...
adultish?
Yes.
You haven't put anything out there for...
There's an adult in the room?
You haven't put anything out there for 13 other teams in the Big Ten to put up in their offices and go...
Right.
We have to adjust to them.
For the people in Iowa City to sit there and go, man, that's an interesting hire by Nebraska. And then you have a Sunday press conference and you make a comment about the rest of the Big Ten in Iowa City... Coaches, this is a true story, by the way. This has been told to me. They looked around and went, we got him. Yeah, so it's nice to have somebody that respects the game and also knows their place right now.
Exactly.
In the game.
Most important thing right now.
Now, if they start to string some stuff together, you might beat your chest a little
bit
more.
Puff your chest out a little
bit. But right now, you know your place. And I think that's important. You know where your place is in college football.
Absolutely.
All right, 716. Tim quickly says in the Equitable Bank inbox, I am one of the rare fans that got tickets last week to the Nebraska-Colorado game.
Congratulations.
And did not mortgage my house. He said, I love the 10 a.m. local kickoff. Get in, get out.
No urine thrown on you.
People will be able to, you're not going to have to stay an extra night in Denver, Boulder.
Yep.
See if the Rockies are in town that night.
Unless you want to.
No, get in, get out. Get in, get out, and it'll be a convoy of happy people coming back from Boulder. Yes, I said that.
Prediction.
See you, Buff Josh.
Buffy Josh.
All right. We'll go to the Mile High City. We like this guy. Parker Gabriel's coming up at 8. His former running mate, Steve Sipple. So sad they broke up PG and Sip. That was about this time last year, wasn't it?
Yes,
it was. That's right. Because I think On3, this is their 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, it's right around there.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's right around, it was either right before CWS or during CWS.
You know why I know it's their 1 year anniversary? Because if you signed up, I think it was a dollar, and people were getting are getting hit today. It was probably like $100.
What's this charge?
Yeah. So happy birthday to On3.
Yay.
Yeah, Sip. Yes, that's coming up on a year.
You think Sip knows?
When they broke up the Sip and PG show.
You think he knows it's been 1 year? Like on the day?
Some days I wonder if Sip knows what, like, what's Friday. Yeah, so I guess happy birthday to those guys. Good group of guys. Mm-hmm. Robin, by the way, is killing it with basketball coverage. All right, so Sip will join us. We'll do Kendall Rogers tomorrow. CJ Moore from The Athletic on college basketball will join us, and then Brian Edwards as well with his thoughts on game one of the NBA Finals, which is tonight, Jimmy.
Yes, excited. I am. It'll be a good series, I hope. No sweeps, none of that. Piggybacking off what you said, yeah, the Minnesota game, 7 o'clock on Big Fox, August 31st. Pregame coverage will begin on Fox at 6:30. A week later, it'll be the Huskers and the Buffs at Folsom Field, 10 a.m. local time, 11 a.m. here. The Big Noon pregame show will broadcast live from Boulder. Bring your own urine bottles. Then the Huskers close the regular season. This is exciting, with their annual Black Friday matchup with Iowa Memorial Stadium, November 24th at 11 a.m., televised on CBS, preceded by The Price is Right, as Gary pointed out yesterday. It'll be Nebraska's first scheduled CBS game since the 2009 Gator Bowl, and Nebraska's first regular season game on CBS since November 23rd, 1990, the game at Oklahoma. And there were other game times announced yesterday for additional games of the season. Two home games at Memorial Stadium. The home opener against Northern Illinois, 6 o'clock on FS1, while the homecoming game against Purdue will either kick off at 11, 2:30, or 3.
You know what just dawned on me? We're going to get Gus and Klatt back-to-back.
Yeah. Yes, we will.
Yeah. All right, so people get your angst up for Klatt being a Colorado quarterback who has played against Nebraska, doing a Colorado-Nebraska game.
And he will still do a fantastic job.
I think so.
You just you put that preconceived notion off to the side. He will do a very good job.
I'm trying to think, his record was 2-2. Yeah, lost both games in Boulder, won both games in Lincoln. Weird.
That is that is weird.
Yep.
And then the last game, they cleared out the student section because they didn't know how to behave themselves.
The back end of the Big 12 between Nebraska and Colorado was so odd.
Yep.
Like the Sioux, sit your face down. stiff arm as you went to the end zone.
Oh, poor Hawkins.
The clearing out of the
The 07 game, like 65-51. Yeah,
the Gans game. Mm-hmm. I mean, the heyday of that competition, got to remind people of what the record was when Colorado football was at its best. It had its moments, but talk about just awkward, really weird, how do you feel moments, like in the last 10 years of Nebraska-Colorado football when they were in the Big 12. Just strange games.
Do you think Cody Hawkins' friends like gave him that for a Christmas card of like him being posterized by Ndamukong Suh getting trucked? Like to the point that now he just has a big blown up copy, like wherever his residence is in his basement, it's like framed because now he's just leaning into it.
Better yet would have been when he had his bachelor party, invite Sue.
Yes.
Sue just shows up. Oh my God. I hope it happened.
You know, like
that would have been amazing.
Like, sir, we'll get to do this. We'll like reminisce when we get to that week again. Yeah. But think about like field goals.
Mm-hmm. Alex Henry.
Or a Josh Brown.
The Josh Brown one,
Where Mike McIntyre, it was Barnett.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been Gary Barnett.
What am I thinking? Squibs the ball on the kickoff after Colorado taking the lead, and Nebraska drives down the field, and Josh Brown kicks the
field. They had
Bobby Newcomb had those couple big receptions, and
And Nebraska was such a better team, too, and Colorado was right there for the upset, and it's like,
that might. First play from scrimmage, Carlos Polk gets a touchdown.
Rear. Yep.
I could do this all day. Mm-hmm. The Illinois game, not on Peacock. It'll be on FS1, so relax. People were panicking over that one. It will be still on a Friday night, and it will kick off at 7 p.m. So there you go. You can plan accordingly. You can also plan accordingly for game one of the NBA Finals tonight. Heat and Nuggets at 7:30. Eric Spoelstra says, altitude, schmaltitude.
Yeah.
Did it in San Antonio.
Oh.
I love my coach.
Oh, Spo. See, maybe, yes. Maybe that happened to Jay Will. Maybe they turned the AC off in one of the games he played out there.
Hey, it works. LeBron cramped in game one in 2014. Yeah.
Sometimes you have maintenance issues.
Spo, by the way, never won Coach of the Year.
Which is hard to believe.
It's criminal.
Heat never had a number one pick. They have not picked below 10 since 2008. Just saying.
According to Reggie Miller, they have a bunch of undrafted dudes on their roster. I mean,
yeah, the amount of undrafted players, I don't know if you guys know about this.
I don't know if anyone's going to say that.
Just makes the Jimmy Butler thing that much more exciting.
More NBA stuff. The Detroit Pistons have made a great hire as their new coaches are going to hire Monty Williams. He agrees to a six-year, $78.5 million contract with the Pistons. It's the largest coaching deal in NBA history. He was fired by the Suns earlier in May after four seasons of their coach after they were eliminated by the Nuggets in the Western Conference semifinals. Named Coach of the Year last May. He was a 194-115 in the regular season, 27-19 in the playoffs for Phoenix. The Suns won a franchise record 64 games last season and reached the NBA Finals in 2021. Victor Wembanyama's NBA Summer League debut might come in Sacramento. The Spurs will hold the number one pick in the draft, which is 3 weeks from tonight, not that I'm counting, are expected to choose him among six teams that will play in Sacramento, the California Classic, one of the smaller summer leagues that precedes the one that everyone participates in, Las Vegas. Also in the California Classic, the Hornets, who hold the number two draft pick. The Spurs and Hornets will open their schedules in Sacramento against each other, meaning number one and number two picks could face off in the Summer League opener, not just in Las Vegas. I need to get NBA TV. And finally, big news in college football. Other than kickoff times yesterday, the famous Cheez-It Bowl is now the Pop-Tarts Bowl. The game will still be played in Orlando, and it'll take place December 28th and kickoff at 4:45 p.m. Not sure if the winning coach gets a vat of Pop-Tarts dumped on him like the Mayo Bowl, but...
So they do have these little mini Pop-Tarts now. Yeah. They're kind of like little cookie things.
Yeah.
So maybe you could just have like a huge bowl of those and pour them all over. Because just think the regular Pop-Tarts, that would just be weird.
People are wondering, yeah, we still eat Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. It's a Big 12 bowl, so I'm kind of hoping you might have to go to that bowl.
I don't care where you are in your life and whether you have diet restrictions or not, dietary restrictions. But if you walk by Pop-Tarts, you give it a second look. I challenge you.
Sounds like my rational.
If you don't put it in your shopping cart, you at least give it a second look.
You know,
I do.
They used to sell these low-fat Pop-Tarts.
No.
Those have disappeared, I noticed.
Yeah.
Because I do stop because they have all kinds of different flavors nowadays.
I know.
Like Gatorade. Mm. I still don't know what a Jagged Edge is other than, where the party at.
Now I do remember they had the low-fat Pop-Tart. I think they had, one of their signature ones, like an apple one. Because I remember getting them when we were young. And, my parents thought that would be more healthy for us.
It's like a salad.
And it was not good.
And, some people like to toast the Pop-Tart. Some just eat it right out of the packaging. Others.
I'm a toaster.
Yours truly. You take the two Pop-Tarts and you put ice cream between them.
Oh. Ooh. 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 Oh.
All right. Quick story on the day that Josh Brown kicked that field goal. So Josh Brown canceled himself. He hasn't been seen. We used to have when he was playing at Nebraska, he slept on my couch one time. He had a little issue with a dental person.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what? So it was after that?
Yeah, he was bouncing around Lincoln sleeping on people's couches. So
I know the dental student incident.
Donnybrook. I haven't talked to Josh Brown probably in about 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But he basically canceled himself. Okay, so he's wherever. That day that he kicks that field goal, because this is 2020 or 2000. Against Colorado, that Nebraska wins 34-32. So he kicks a 29-yard field goal, expires. Everybody knew Josh at the time. He's from small town Oklahoma. He claimed that he once dated Carrie Underwood. He that would be a hill that he would die on. That yes, I dated Carrie Underwood before she became big.
Josh Brown and
Tony
Romo.
I was like, oh, okay, but he
around.
Was, but he was from Foyle, Oklahoma, and really, really small, not well to do town.
Mm-hmm.
His dad was an interesting character. So I don't know how much of they had as a relationship, but his dad was very proud that his son was playing college football and was kicking at Nebraska. So I was doing sidelines for that game, and he kicks the field goal. Everybody runs on the field, and they lift up Josh Brown.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a big moment. Yeah. I mean, that was a game Nebraska survived because Nebraska was number 9 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember how that happened. Colorado drives down. They get the touchdown. They get the 2-point conversion. There's 44 seconds to go. Still don't know why Barnett's you know, Squibb kicked the ball instead of, you know, launching it into the end zone on the kickoff.
Yeah.
Well, that's neither here nor there. So Josh Brown kicks the field goal, and all of his teammates run on the field. All the media is running the field. I'm running on the field, and here comes his dad. So his dad would come to Nebraska games in jorts and a ratty T-shirt.
Yeah.
It was chilly that day.
And his dad is out on the field while his son is being lifted up in the air, and his dad is jumping up and down and going, "That's my son. That's my son. That's my son."
In jorts?
Now I got to go pull up the video and watch on there.
I want to see if I could spot him.
Watch that game.
That's my son. In this really, really deep Oklahoma accent.
Yeah.
That's my son.
Was he wearing jorts that day? Because it could have been chillier. I can't remember.
It was chilly.
No.
That was,
of course, a Black Friday game.
Yeah.
But actually, the weather was pretty nice that day.
Yeah.
That was the Whopper game where Colorado, they had issues getting in, and so they ended up having Whoppers for Thanksgiving dinner the night before.
When you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Mm-hmm.
That's my son.
That's so funny.
That was my son. Hey, that would have been, and all kidding aside, that would have been a terrible Nebraska loss because that Colorado team was brutal. I think that might have been a 3-win Colorado team.
Yeah, that's why it was like, oh my God, they're going to really
Craig
lose
Oaks
this team.
Was a starting quarterback, and mm-hmm. yeah, that's...
What was the Cortland Johnson was the running back who came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They just had a game. Offensively, all of a sudden, just like it opened up.
For two after the touchdown instead of the tie. Yeah. I remember that.
That's
well.
Why those teams are dangerous.
Oh, so Barnett.
Nothing to lose.
So Barnett, they were driving, and remember Barnett calls a timeout, and like the whole Colorado team surrounds him on the sidelines. Yeah. I'm like, what is this year?
It galvanized.
What are we doing? All right, 7:29. When we come back, more on college football and on the heels of the mention about the Pop-Tarts replacing the Cheez-Its, I think if we had a poll question, Pop-Tarts greater than Cheez-Its?
Yeah.
No. I don't know.
I'm team Pop-Tart.
I would agree with that. I know some people that will die on the Cheez-It hill.
But remember, they had a Cheez-It suite. Will they have a Pop-Tart suite?
Oh, I hope so. I'm going to find my way into that.
So as the bowls were announced yesterday, gosh, that was a great college football content day. We have to determine what makes a good bowl sponsorship. I have it pegged after Pop-Tarts replaced Cheez-Its. I'll explain. You are very inquisitive looking at me.
I am. This is where you put the marketing hat on, so I'm always excited about your ideas.
You're gonna love. If you're ever wondering what a bowl should be sponsored by, I'm going to tell you. What is the number one qualification when we come back?
Sure.
It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley with Jimmy on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.